Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Hey, it's that magical time again. It's time for the Simon Says podcast. We're the Get Up Show. I'm Sean, and Charlie is over there. And Maddie is here, too.
Why'd you give me a broken chair?
Because I didn't want it. I think at some point you actually switched chairs with me, and I'm not going to sit here and stand for it. I don't care how many times you try to talk while I'm talking. I'm not going to sit here and stand for it.
You ruined my chair, and now you're giving me this chair.
What's wrong with it?
Well, it just fell back.
Don't bring your personal problems onto this podcast. People come here to feel better about stuff.
Don't either of you touch my chair. Because it's fine.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Hey, stop. Now you're eyeing it.
Well, I mean, if anything happens to this one, that's the next obvious progression. So how's everybody doing after Halloween? It was a rain out for a minute, and then it turned out okay, man. You only get a few Halloweens in your whole life, and I hate to see one get wasted like that.
Yeah, well, but when we were little kids, we went out in the rain all the time. We had our costume on, then we had our coat over it, and Mom had to hold the umbrella.
Which ruined the whole vibe.
And our feet were all sloshy.
Putting a dang coat on over your costume. Like, no, Ma, that ruins it. You can't see the Planet of the Apes logo that's on my plastic
no.
smock.
Oh, they can see your mask.
That's exactly right. No, but I don't remember it. It's not as much. You all right? What are you doing?
I had a gurgle coming up. I was getting away from the microphone.
I thought somebody was trying to get in here.
No,
he's
sorry.
All turned around, scaring me.
Sorry, I didn't want to have this loud gurgling noise.
No, but you're right. You could do it, but it wasn't as much fun. You know, the fun trick-or-treats were when you went out just with your friends and, you know, you hooted and hollered.
Granted, I'm from Indiana, but I remember it raining on Halloween. It seems like it happened every year. That's all I remember about
Dang.
It.
Dang, that explains a lot. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that that hurt you. I'm sorry.
I'm good. Toughen me up, man.
Carry that around with you.
Gen X.
I miss when it used to be cold for Halloween.
Yes.
That was the other reason. That was the reason why you had to wear a coat, because you couldn't wear your underoos and not have, you know, all freezing to death. Can't be Superman or Batman.
Do you know I won 3 Halloween costumes in a row when I was a kid with a costume my mom made? It was a clown costume. I ever tell you all about that?
I don't know.
It was like a clown jumpsuit with great big pom-pom buttons.
Yeah.
And I had, you know, of course, I had my makeup kit, as you know, my extensive makeup kit.
You had a makeup kit? You didn't just wear a mask?
No, absolutely not. A mask is cheating.
That's what we all did at that age.
Nah, I put on my clown makeup. I had the wig and the hat, and I was wrapping it up, man. I was winning costume contest after costume contest. Literally.
So they finally said, you've won too many.
Nobody
ever
said it.
Doesn't even fit you anymore.
Nobody ever said
it. Outfit.
But I decided the year after I had won all those in a row, this year I'm going to do my Hollywood horror makeup. This is going to be gross. I had an eyeball hanging out. I had blood everywhere. Didn't even place.
Yeah, gross doesn't always work out, man. You got to stay right on the line. I was a little disappointed because for our office one, I was going to do Touchy the Clown.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find my cupcake headband, or also my Touchy outfit has gotten a little bit like ripped.
Oh man, my SpongeBob that I've had forever since my child was born. I used to do SpongeBob a lot. Actually did it before she was born. I've had that thing since like 1997.
My gosh.
So I had my SpongeBob and I tried it on for our costume contest, and the inside, it had like a rubber seal on the inside where it's like makes it a little bulkier.
Yeah.
Every bit of that rotted, and I pulled it on and I'm like, eh, this is okay. It's a little dingy. Pulled it off and I was coated in rotten rubber dust.
And like the dry rot.
Oh my God.
It crumbles.
And it was everywhere.
Oh.
It was the whole house. I had to move.
That's a neat rubber, rotting rubber contest you got, sir.
But then...
You're like an old tire, man.
I ended up doing the pirate, the homeless pirate costume, which got me second place. Thank you.
Don't, I still don't know why.
Because it was very creative.
Was it?
It was a homeless pirate holding a cardboard sign that said, "Will work for booty."
How were you more creative than the dirty Q-tip?
That was gross.
It was awesome, though.
No.
She always does great stuff.
I thought it was really good.
She placed. She just wasn't as good as a homeless pirate working for booty.
I like that I didn't really have a real concept. I really just was wearing a skeleton hoodie with a horse head mask.
Yeah.
You were a dead horse.
Yeah. Charlie goes, oh, it's like beating a dead horse. And I was like, oh my God.
I didn't even think of it.
And then that same, the dirty Q-tip girl came up to me. She's like, oh my God, that's brilliant. Beating a dead horse. And I was like,
see?
Again, I didn't really even do anything.
Didn't even think of it.
I should have had one if you hit me during the contest and it would have made more sense.
Well, I did. I was smacking you in the nose with my sign, and I said, I'm beating a dead horse. See, he wasn't even
really... Oh, I couldn't tell. That, you can't see anything in those masks.
He was losing oxygen inside the horse head.
Right.
So, welcome to podcast number 144. We're so happy that you're here with us. Subscribe and like and tell your friends if you want to. We do have some phone calls, some excellent phone calls to get to. If you want to be part of the podcast, call anytime, 336-373-0987. We have one of those newfangled miniature tape answer machines, and it'll hold a lot of messages before I have to flip it.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. So here we go.
Not a request. I heard your commentary on your package being returned, and I just wanted to say over the weekend, I saw a massive wreck on 85 down in South Carolina that involved a Amazon 18-wheeler, and there were packages splayed everywhere.
No.
Might be why you're not getting your items, period. Simon's the best. Rock on.
That's it.
He said period like he was doing a text.
I do that sometimes.
Exclamation point.
That is so cool. Well, yeah, so I was ordering Christmas presents on Amazon because I love to get ahead of the game, and I love to have my packages stacking up. Had two gifts in one order. And I got a message that said undeliverable. And I was like, what do you mean? Why? Why is it undeliverable? What could this possibly mean? And so maybe it was involved in an accident. Or maybe somebody, you know, got syrup or spaghetti sauce on it. I don't know.
Or both.
It could happen. Maybe they sat on it.
Spaghetti sauce and syrup?
Yeah, who knows?
It was Buddy the Elf.
Yeah.
He's delivering Amazon
now.
You
know what he's got to do for work.
It is that time of year.
But I bet that is it. I bet there was something where the packages got messed up, and that would be, you know, I could see that if it was in the same truck, maybe.
But the thing is, man, it ruins my whole mojo because I was counting on it, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm off and running, and now I'm scared. Now I've got, like, you know... what do you call it?
Literally still the first week of November. Why can't you just reorder it?
Because I don't know what's going to happen. Let me check on it right now while we're talking about it. And see.
I think it's also interesting,
please?
The way they do it, where it's like they...
Yeah, undeliverable.
They just say, all right, that's it. We can't get it to you, so we're going to refund your money. It's like, well, what about reordering it? I still want it.
Yeah, well, they should give you that choice.
Yeah, maybe give me one that's not like ruined with syrup and spaghetti.
Well, they said they were going to give me a refund within 3 to 5 business days after the return is processed. All I see now is my two items undeliverable with no updates. And you know it's nearly impossible to talk to an Amazon person.
Oh, you can't. They don't have people.
You can't talk to anybody anymore. I'm going to shake my fist like a grumpy old man. I hate customer service.
My Wagyu tallow arrives today, though.
That's neat.
Yeah, Maddie sent me a picture of this guy wiping fat on a steak.
Yeah, it really looked neat.
And I was like, why don't I have this in my life yet? So I immediately ordered it.
Okay.
I got the big drum, too.
Did you really? I was wondering. It looked like about a 10-pound coffee can kind of.
What? How big is the big drum?
It's not that big. I think it's like 49 ounces or something. But it's... tallow, of course, is rendered fat from beer-fed cows in Japan.
Yeah.
In this case, tallow is beef fat anyway.
It's real nice beef fat.
Yeah, the good stuff. From those lazy, drunk cows that are so delicious with all their fat.
What do you do with it?
Anything. Well, anywhere you would use a fat, you fry in it, for instance.
You could use it to like saute vegetables. You could cover, you know, as what this guy did is he covered a steak in it, then seasoned it, then sous vide it, and then seared it, and then ate it.
Sounds awfully complicated.
Well, but it's so worth it. That depth of flavor. And I got to thinking about, you know, sous vide and bacon in Wagyu beef tallow. How crazy good would that be?
See, you guys don't understand how long it takes me to cook a meal. Well, if I had to do all those steps,
yeah,
I wouldn't eat till midnight.
Well, you kind of have to plan it out.
Even when I plan.
Sometimes.
Look, ask the men in my house. They're like, hey, when are we going to eat? I'm like, oh, about 15, 20 minutes. And then they go back and play video games. And an hour later, they're like, is the food ready yet?
No, sometimes you have to take a couple of days to do your prep work. You're not, you know, with this serious stuff, with this real serious sous vide and bacon and beef fat, that's a couple of days work.
I'm just going to let y'all invite me over for dinner.
Well, to be clear, like last night I did a beef taco bake. So, I mean, it really hit or miss on my house on the high bar that I set.
I'm not really impressed with that.
That was really good.
How long did that take?
That was like a 30-minute meal. It was fantastic.
While we're talking about what's in the kitchen with Dida, I made 50 of my homemade meatballs last night to freeze.
Oh, okay. Do you cook them and then freeze them, or do you freeze them raw?
Oh, you can't freeze them raw, bro. It changes the whole cellular makeup of them. It won't turn out right because they'll glob all up.
Do you pan sear and then finish in the oven, or do you do them all in the oven?
All in the oven. And then they're just waiting to be thawed out and dunked in some homemade sauce and just rest in there.
Good idea.
Mm. Yeah, you going to bring us some of those again this year?
Did I bring them before?
I think you have.
Oh, yeah, I did. And you guys, you fell out on the floor, like, twitching and drooling. Yeah, it was so good.
Oh, God, best meatball ever.
Either these are really good, or I put a neurotoxin in them. I can't remember.
Eat another one if you dare.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Simon, I was listening to you guys a few minutes ago talking about stupid, and I just want to make sure you know the difference between stupid and genius. Genius has its limits. Stupid does not. Have a great day.
Yeah, he's right. He's talking about that guy who said, now hiring non-stupid people, which caused an uprear with the stupid people like me.
Exactly.
We're in an uprear. Yeah. You get me in an uprear calling me stupid.
You don't
people
know what
people are
I,
mad because they don't want it.
Well, people how
are
dare
mad
you?
Because it's insulting to put that on a sign.
Well,
stupid people can't help it.
But the problem is, it's not the stupid people that are offended. It's the smart people who read it and they're mad for the stupid people.
I mean,
people.
Are you offended when you know you're stupid? Because you called me what I am? I mean,
like if you're in a crowd, you're in a medium sized crowd, not huge, and somebody goes, "Hey, stupid!" Do you look?
Of course.
Yes. Well, so I mean, this might be a problem for us.
I assume that.
Well, I mean, does anybody like walk up there and go, "Oh, I was gonna apply for this job, and
dang
now
it.
I can't."
Man, there's nothing out here for me.
which I think was the point, is that I don't think that the average stupid person is going to see that and be deterred by the sign. They probably don't even realize, well, they may not be able to read the sign, first of all.
And then they would point out that you just said deterred.
They will not know what that means either.
Well, it's deterred.
They're deterred up there. Dog must have been here.
Hey, all so right. Can I have the job?
It's a deer turn. No, it'll be hunting season.
No, but people want to be advocates. You know, there's those smart people
Stop
who see
it.
The sign and they want to be advocates for the stupid people.
Those are the worst, though.
We have to protect the stupid people from this mean man and his sign.
No, stupid people don't care.
I think that makes them stupid.
And it wasn't even a great job. It was like, what, dog sitting?
It was at a dog resort.
No offense.
Wow, he must have really had some stupid people if he felt the need to put that sign up.
Is this a dog? What about this?
All right, quit petting that rock.
Well, you told me to sit on the dog.
No, get off of it, Jim.
He's sleeping.
Hey, Simon. Hey, Simon. Hey, I just wanted to call. You know, you guys are so upbeat, especially in the morning, with Sean, Shirley and Maddie.
Oh.
You're so upbeat. Man, I can't wait for this election to stop. I'm tired of listening to the bullshit.
Yeah.
Shirley Beasley did this and she needs to be punished. Man, you guys need to put that on another station, not yours. Man, I can't wait for the election to be over. It gets on my nerves. Man, it gets on my nerves. But anyhow, you're very upbeat, Simon.
Thank you.
Have a good whatever night, day. See ya.
Well, he feels strongly about a lot of stuff.
He does.
And I don't disagree.
Just out of curiosity, are we in agreement that he meant
there's no word as
agreement. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to do that, bro, but that's one that I can't let that one go.
Hey, stupid!
We don't have a no stupid people policy here, man, so don't worry.
Right. Oh, let me try that then again. Can we agree that he was saying that we're upbeat in a positive way? Because it sounded like it was almost not positive.
Don't look at it like
he's
that.
He's one of those guys that sounds like he's giving you a compliment, but it might not be one.
I think he loves us, and we're upbeat, and we make him feel good, but the political ads make him feel bad.
That's what I think he was saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to be clear, because it was one of those ones like, hey, guys, you guys are so upbeat. I wish I could be as upbeat as you.
Maddie says agreeance and thinks it's a real word. Can you trust him with your children's future?
Sean's always correcting Maddie, even though Maddie doesn't sometimes know what he's talking about.
Maddie only responds to these campaign ads with ads of his own. And they directly address what we've just said about Maddie in the campaign ad. Is that
Maddie's
what you
campaign manager is defending Maddie.
Oh, God,
I can't
stop.
Do that. I can't do my campaign voice very long. Hold on, let me drink some more.
Drink some of that water. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, fascinating that the water you drink has been drunk by 10 other people before it gets to your lips.
Yes. Oh, I mean, you're just passing my cup around?
No.
Now,
all the water you get out of the tap has already been processed by 10 people before you ever drink any of it.
Oh, process.
Yeah, man.
To go back to...
No stupid people water.
To go back to that guy, I do agree, though. The campaign ads, it's always the same thing. It's like, pick one thing that maybe this person did. But then I want to get a job as the people who read the ads. Because it's like,
oh,
I love them.
Yeah. Maddie wants to send armed IRS agents to your house and kick in your door and take away your children's toys.
Sean wants sex offenders to get on social media to contact your children.
Maddie hides Halloween candy in cookware.
Sean makes his daughter hand out candy so he can go be drunk.
I wish everyone could have just seen the face.
That was a great face.
The way he acted out the drunk.
You gotta really get into it.
Yeah, I believe that one. I mean, I wasn't drunk, but you made me believe it.
Paid for it by people now. Who want Sean not to be so drunk.
It's working.
Hey, Simon, I called in today, asked y'all to play Halloween by the group Halloween. Y'all didn't respond. You didn't play the song. I mean, if you're scared, I got a pocket you can get in. I know you ain't going to air this or anything. I ain't trying to badmouth your radio station. Mm-hmm. Pretty good station. Oh, I can listen to it every day. But come on, man. It's like you don't even hear me talking to you.
Oh, we hear you.
I mean, if you can't find the song, I'll tell you how to find the song. You got to look up Halloween, Trick or Treat first.
Right.
Then it comes up.
Actually, I looked up the song, and it's like, Halloween, Trick or Treat. I mean, it's like 7 minutes long.
Oh, even better.
So we made a judgment call, man. I mean, we would love to want to play your song, but there's a lot of other people.
If we did, it's not that we don't want to, but if we played your song, then there wouldn't be room for everyone else's song.
Yeah.
Now, I want to know more about this pocket I can live in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
hold on.
How big is this pocket?
Yeah, they got the song Trick or Treat. Then they got the song Halloween, Halloween.
Halloween!
So, I mean, if you can't find it, I understand.
Okay.
If you need any help, just call me. I will set you straight. But you got to play more metal on your stage, man. You got to play a little bit of metal. You don't hear no Megadeth, no Pantera. I mean, come on.
Come on.
Well,
be real.
I think that was it for him.
Sorry.
But, you know, we do the best that we possibly can, and we try to play songs that even if you didn't ask for it, you'll still like it. That's kind of the tightrope that we walk.
Right. And then if we play something you don't like, that's your chance to make a sandwich and come right back.
Mm-hmm. It goes by pretty quickly. But we hear from people often, and it hurts my feelings when we go out of our way to play a song that's been requested, and we feel so good about it, you know, interacting with our listeners and being part of that, and then they call back after and they missed it.
Yeah.
That breaks my heart. Yeah. Yeah. Can you play it again right now?
Yeah. Or, yeah, not I play it again, that they're just like, hey, you never played my song. It's like, no, we actually did. Actually, as far as that guy, I wish you hadn't said nothing. Yeah, we played Halloween, Halloween. It was great. We all laughed and laughed.
We were all singing so loud.
Halloween, Halloween, treat.
Not anymore. We'll have to pay them. They don't get a whole lot. So, yeah, man, you know, we'll maybe play it next year or just keep listening.
Listen, if you request a song, you have to then leave the radio on for the rest of your life because it will play.
Hey, guys, listening to your comments about old Perry, he just pissed that Keanu Reeves doesn't seem to have any issues or anything in his life and has pretty much been clean the whole time he's been in act and have never seen anything negative about him portrayed even after all these years of all the stunts he's done and everything else. Never seen anything negative about Keanu. Perry's just pissed because he got caught and the drugs kicked his old white ass. That's all it is. He's jealous. Thank you.
How about it? You know, Matthew Perry could not be on any more media. He is everywhere talking about his tell-all book.
And he could not be spilling any more tea.
He could not be any more bitter.
Pretty much.
Which one? Matthew Perry's
so
bitter?
So what I don't understand, he's telling all these stories, all these things that happened. He punched Jennifer Aniston's dressing room door. He made out with Valerie Bertinelli.
Yeah.
He did this. He did that. He doesn't remember any of that. He said he doesn't remember filming like 6 seasons of Friends.
Yeah. Yeah. He said after a certain point, he doesn't remember being there. But I think maybe he documented. You know, a lot of those kinds of people journal a lot. So maybe he had us. But could you read it?
No.
He was pretty messed up.
Dear diary, today a cat gave me drugs. Then a pretty lady was sleeping. It was next to a guy who had a nice guitar. He was sleeping. I kissed her on the mouth.
They did a show together. Valerie Bertinelli and Matthew Perry did a show together in, I think, 1990. It was it Valerie?
No, Love Sydney.
Sydney. It wasn't Love Sydney, it was Sydney. Love Sydney was the Tony Randall show, which I loved, by the way.
Duh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sydney.
Tony Randall, who's with me?
Yeah.
That guy rocks.
Yeah. The best.
So Valerie Bertinelli had that show, Sydney, and Alec Baldwin's brother Daniel was in it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty neat cast. It was on for like most of a season. And Matthew Perry said that he was absolutely in love with Valerie Bertinelli the whole time. And that he was at her house hanging out. Eddie passed out drunk. And he said, look, I've been in love with you the whole time. And she was like, yeah, you know what? Me too. And so they made out hot and heavy. And he thought, maybe this is the beginning of something great. Next day, they go back to work. She's hardly even talking to him.
She just acted like it never happened.
Yeah. Which, you know, that's okay.
Been there.
That's all right.
I mean, not next to Eddie Van Halen, but.
Look, man, the fact is it happened. So. And then she addressed it. She said, did you do anything crazy in your 20s and 30s? Are you mortified?
Of course. You know? I'm totally with Valerie on this one.
Yeah. I made out with Joey.
You did?
I made out with Stinky Cat.
Did he acknowledge it the next day?
No, not one bit. Not one bit.
That cat won't leave me alone.
But yeah, the Matthew Perry thing is everywhere right now. And it could have gone either way. He was taking 55 Vicodins a day and drinking all that vodka.
He's run his car into a house. What he should have said in that quote about Keanu Reeves, where he was like, you know, we lost great actors like, you know, John Candy, Chris Farley, River Phoenix.
Yeah.
And then here I am still walking around.
That's the better way to do it.
That's what he should have said.
You know what? You're exactly right.
Yeah, he really did pick like the sweetest angel boy of all acting right now.
Right.
And he's like, why is Keanu Reeves still here? Because he's awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
He really is. He's one note, but he's so nice. And I don't mind that.
I love
exactly.
That note.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind it.
He does what he does, but he's just such a sweet human being. You just want, you wanted everything for him.
Yeah. And he's pretty dreamy too. You know, all the way back to Bill and Ted.
Whoa.
You know, that's the same guy. I don't know if you know that.
I know, it is hard to believe sometimes. Right?
Hey, Simon, I just heard the thing about Chick-fil-A. Well, first off, this Going the Distance song, I wish you guys would stop playing it. It's a terrible song. But anyway, a three-day work week doesn't mean they're only open for 3 days. A three-day work week means they're only going to put their employees on 3-day work weeks. They're going to work on longer shifts, but they've got more employees than just enough to cover 3 days.
What?
So they're still going to be open 6 days. Each employee is only going to work 3 days.
What?
Okay, so Maddie brought the story the other day that there's a Chick-fil-A that's successfully doing 3-day work weeks. And so I said, well, great. Now they're going to be closed, what, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday? They're only doing 3 days? And, you know, apparently.
And we laughed and laughed and laughed.
Apparently.
And we laughed and laughed and laughed because.
I can't be stupid. Apparently, I act stupid too well because he thought that that's what I really, really thought.
Well, hey, don't apply for that job.
I know. There's a sign for that, but he's not done.
That way, they don't have to work employees 5 days or 6 days, especially since they have younger employees. And that way, they don't have to worry about covering the weekend with these people who might want off. So it's more for the employees. It won't affect.
Does this count as mansplaining?
Is he absolutely?
Is he mansplaining us?
But wait. How many times has he said the thing about 13 hours so far? Because you can't believe this. Hold on.
Customers. They're not going to close down for 4 days. That's not even a good business model if they were to do that.
What?
All they're going to do is set up 3-day work weeks.
Uh-huh.
At 13 hours, basically a shift, so the employees get still close to 40 hours.
That's two or three times he said it.
But one of his points where he said they've got mostly young employees, that's called part-time employment, sir.
But then they have the next four days off. Sunday they'll still be closed, and they're going to split the week 3 and 3. That way they have Some employees work in the first part of the week, and other employees work in the second part of the week, and they can alternate those. So everyone has weekends off at some point, and they're able to still satisfy and take care of their employees. Doesn't mean they're closing down for 4 days.
Are you sure?
Just means that the employees are going to only be set up to work 3 days, and then they'll be off for four.
Can you
have a great day, guys.
Oh, sir, gosh. I want to thank you for calling up, starting your call by saying you hate a song, and then mansplaining how three-day work week works.
Y'all are picking on him pretty hard.
That is absolutely the definition of mansplaining.
Yeah, no, I do appreciate the feedback.
Well, I just think I do a good job of being stupid if he felt the need to explain that hard and that many times in a row.
Does he understand the concept of our show?
Maybe not, but that's okay. There's all kinds of people, man. We can't expect everybody to hang on every word because there's a thousand million choices out there.
Or to have a sense of humor.
Well, you know what? You're still picking on him. Don't pick on him. He could be hilarious.
He just picked on us for like 20 minutes explaining how dumb we are.
He's having an off day with his comedy.
Hey, Simon, this is not a song request, although that's a great idea. I can't think of one right at this moment, unless you want to play Magic Carpet Ride. But it's Steve Lukather, who is the lead guitar player and has been since the original band Toto started. Just thought I'd let you know. Thanks.
See, she was nice about it, because we were talking about Toto, and the one guy in Toto who still looks like a rock star, who held on to it. The rest of the guys, they're like Maddie, but older.
So
they're bald, they have beards, they're wearing their cardigans, and Steve Lukather is still got his long flowing dyed black hair, you know, still rocking out with his two vests and stuff like that. But he does all the cruises and stuff. He'll do like the rock and roll cruises, and he'll be like original member of Toto, Steve Lukather. So she's obviously a big fan, and I appreciate that, because I was calling him Mike. I couldn't remember. All I remember was, which one of these is not like the other one?
Well, in the heat of the moment, when we're talking about something, we don't have time to go Google it and find out the person's name.
That's a different band. In the heat of the moment, that was Asia.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, but it's kind of, that was a heat of the moment off the cuff thing.
Yeah, still not Toto.
What, heat of the moment?
Asia.
Good, Borden. So, the Young Chest anal beads guy has now...
sorry. Wait, Chess?
Yes.
He's got a lawsuit now, a defamation suit out, because he claims that he did not cheat more than 100 times with the use of an app and butt beads.
What did he do?
He won games legally. I mean, that's the only other option, isn't
it? So why were the butt beads there?
He's alleging that they were not, and that everyone said that he was doing.
That's something else.
Yeah.
They searched him.
That's my question.
No, those aren't run by an app. No, I just think it's interesting that's where they went. Like, and not that where they went. What I mean is like that everyone accused him of that specifically.
It seems like there must be something to take you to come to that conclusion that's how he's cheating. Not just, you know, this guy, he just keeps winning. He just keeps winning. I think he's got anal beads.
Well,
giving him the answer.
I mean, that's my point. Yeah. So it's like, obviously that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, that must be how he's cheating.
Chess.com released a 72-page report that says the 19-year-old champion received illegal assistance, wink, wink, more than 100 times.
Oh. In one game or over the course of...
Over the course of years. And this is, it's kind of spooky because he started game. He's only 19 now. He started doing this when he was a kid.
Ew.
I can't believe that.
Who in the world would hear... 8-year-old.
I don't know.
You're
the
pretty
world.
Good at chess, but let me.
You really want to do good at chess?
That's terrible.
You know, I have heard that the world of competitive chess is real cutthroat. So, I mean, maybe it's like you got to do anything you can do to get an edge. And if that means.
How about play chess really well?
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes you need to, you know.
Just imagine.
Bend the rules.
How many other people are getting away with this right under your nose?
Do you think
so to speak?
Do you think you can use this to count cards in Vegas? Like,
Yeah.
Are there other applications?
Absolutely. Sure. If you're at the, what do you call it, blackjack table?
Yeah.
And you got somebody with an eagle eye over there and they're watching the cards, yeah, they could give you a little zap. I mean, you just got to really play it off, man, because if they give you your zap and you go, ooh, hit me, they kind of know.
That bearded guy at the roulette table is really enjoying when
he's spend. So excited about this.
Oh, sorry.
This.
So the dealer has 16. Stand.
Star Wars is going nuts. They say that new show. What's the new one?
Andor.
Are y'all watching it?
No.
Yeah.
I watched some of the one before that, Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Good show. And they say the Andor is a flop by Disney, by Star Wars standards.
It's a little slow.
Aren't they all?
Yeah, but this one was real slow. Like, real. It took like 3 episodes to really kind of get into it.
Okay. I haven't seen any of that one yet. But the Star Wars, they are not slowing down one bit. You know, after the Han Solo movie was not as big as they wanted it to be, I thought maybe they'd slow down after that, especially after they stunk up the originals. The first 3 now have been redone like cartoons, and you can't get the original cut of them anymore.
Right.
It's just awful. Listen to this. This is just a partial list of Star Wars products that are going to be coming out. There's a thing called The Bad Batch, The Book of Boba Fett, Andor we got, Obi-Wan we got. Oh, here we go. Rogue Squadron. These are the new ones. Rogue Squadron is going to be coming out. Ahsoka. Yep. What's that?
That's she's a Jedi. She popped up in The Mandalorian.
Okay. Rangers of the New Republic is going to be one. The Acolyte is going to be a new Star Wars.
Some of these are cartoons, though, right?
I don't know.
I think some of these are cartoons.
Lando. That one I like. Lando Calrissian's own movie. And A Droid Story, which is just C-3PO and R2-D2.
Oh, I might watch that one.
Yeah, doesn't that sound neat? But God, I mean, some of those we already heard of. But isn't that crazy? And then there's 4 more that are yet to be titled that are going to be Star Wars movies after all of those.
For the people who love those types of movies, there will be enough people watching them. They're just not my jam.
Well, Star Wars is huge. It just, and that's the thing. So they're trying to find ways to make money off the franchise. And what they're doing now is kind of branching off into various other. It's become more than just the traditional characters. Now they're going into all the offshoots and, you know, the lore of Star Wars. But
and are you going to stick with all that? Because to me, that's too much to keep up with.
I will do all the non-cartoon. I don't care about the cartoon stuff. I will. Give them a try. I mean, I don't mind it, and I like what they do, but I'm into that kind of sci-fi stuff. Like, I really dig the House of the Dragons and the Lord of the Rings thing, and
yeah, we know.
Plus all the Marvel stuff, although that's getting a little bit played out too.
Is it?
Mm. Although I'm excited for the new Black Panther movie. Looks really cool.
Yeah.
What was the other thing that's coming? Oh, the Ant-Man movie.
Ooh, and Christmas
Story.
Yeah,
that looks really good.
Christmas Story Part 2.
Not Marvel.
That's the multiverse, yeah.
What do y'all think about Peter Billingsley coming back to play Ralphie as a grown-up?
I think it's great because he still looks like Ralphie. Like, he just looks like a man Ralphie, but he hasn't changed at all.
I predict it's going to suck.
I think it looks cute.
It's pandering.
Yeah.
A, and 2, it's going to be a letdown.
Well, I mean, most people said that about Hocus Pocus, too.
Yeah.
So, it's a similar type of thing. See, I'm not a person who's like, oh, Christmas Story is the best movie ever. Like, I've watched it, of course.
God, and I've seen it so many times.
But I think this looks cute. I like the idea. He's coming back to his hometown, and he's trying to do Christmas up like his dad would have done it.
Whoa, no spoilers.
That's in the trailer.
Now, speaking of Hocus Pocus 2, y'all know the controversy on that one.
Yes, they're casting spells from your TV.
No, Kathy Najimy's mouth was over to one side in the original, and she moved it to the other side in the new version, and fans are freaking out at that little bit of, what do you call it?
Maybe it's
continuity.
Continuity. Bad continuity.
Maybe she's in a mirror.
No, she says that she just can't do it anymore with the other side of her mouth. In 30 years, somehow her mouth changed to the point that she had to move her sideways mouth to the other side.
So you don't think about that when you're when you're in your 30s and you make a movie and then you want to do it 20 years later.
Yeah.
You know, they always would say that about, you know, you'd hear guys talking about being voice actors on cartoons and they'd always say like, don't come up with a voice that you can't do for the next 30 years.
Yeah.
I think it was the guy who did Bender on Futurama. What's his name? John DiMaggio.
Yeah.
And he would say like, you know, don't, if you're going to try to do a voice, you know, you got to do something you can hold on to and keep doing. You know,
that's great advice.
You know, it's like 30 years later.
Frank Welker, still to this day, he's in his 80s. He was Fred on the original Scooby-Doo, and he might still be Fred. But anytime you see a movie and they have a monster sound like a dinosaur, he was in all the Jurassic Parks. He's the voice of dinosaurs, and he's been doing that this whole time. Can you imagine?
There it is, torn up.
There's a dinosaur here. Better call Frank. Still doing it.
Right.
He's the only.
Nailed it. Oh, yes.
He's our only dinosaur.
Collecting checks.
God, and they get paid so much money to do that.
I know. And actors are gobbling up all the good voiceover jobs.
Yeah,
anymore.
It used to be just like normal people that did it. And I mean, if you go back and watch old cartoons, it wasn't Rock Hudson or, you know, Clark Gable or whatever doing the voices. It was just
a couple of old pulls right there.
That's how long it's been.
Cary Grant is doing all the voices now.
It was in the 80s.
Charlie Chaplin has nothing to say.
In the 80s when like Aladdin and all those is when they started using real celebrities with recognizable voices.
Were you mad?
You can't.
Were you mad when Buster Keaton came out with his talkies and they weren't as funny as the silent ones?
You're so funny. You know these old people more than I do.
All right. That's going to about do it. Anybody got any roundups?
Yeah, I got to get out of here. I got to go process some drinking water.
All right. Anybody else?
Ointment.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Oh, at some point, can we talk about the necro pants?
Do it now.
So did you see the thing that they have on display? A pair of 17th century necro pants.
Yeah, in Iceland.
To bring you good luck. And what necro pants are, it's
human skin
pants.
It's
human skin from the waist down, but it's all of it.
Yeah.
It's all of it for good luck. Including the kibbles and bits.
Yeah, it's for good luck.
And the hair on the legs.
They skinned somebody?
Well, back in the Viking
back
days,
in the day,
they skinned a lot of people.
They didn't do it recently.
Yeah, these are old skin pants.
So, but the whole idea was that to bring yourself good luck, you'd have to wear somebody's lower half.
So it wasn't just one of these. This was a whole thing that went on.
I think so. It said they're part of a 17th century tradition that says a person will have good luck if they wear a deceased person's lower half.
Just any deceased person? Because that could be really weird.
I love 17th century stuff. That's
so
great.
I can imagine there was a whole store for that. Like, you know, next to the funeral home.
I need luck. Can I get great Aunt Mammy?
Oh, man. You're about a size 12. I think you're going to bring me good luck when you die.
Yeah, how are you feeling?
Although,
you don't look so good.
I bet you kind of stretch it out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it depends.
You would want to wear smaller pants because those would stretch versus, you don't want too baggy.
Yeah, you don't
want to. You don't want your butt crack showing from your butt crack.
No. Look all saggy.
Good point. I'm glad you thought of all this, you know, inevitable.
But the other problem is there's no pockets. Like, can you sew pockets onto your necro pants?
You'd have to use, like, ears or something. You'd have to have some other.
Could you use a hand, like, cupping?
All right. Okay. So, thank you for joining us on the podcast. Be sure you subscribe and like. Call us up for a request anytime you want to. 336-373-0987. And you might hear yourself on this very podcast. So, was that your final thought?
That was my final.
What's your final thought? I still need to process
some water.
No stupid people.
A lot of us.
Why?
Wow. The air is getting thin in here today.
Well, I already said ointment. I messed up.
We got to.
Ointment.
We got to.
I got to go process water.
She already said that.
No, I say it too.
Okay.
Bye.
Next time. Get up. This is a Get Up Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.